require serious thought. Some involve scary leaps of faith. Some can tie your stomach into knots and keep you awake at night. Situations like those can make you forget how amazing it is to be able to make decisions at all, especially when you consider the alternative. God, with all of His wisdom and power, could have laid out our lives like an instruction manual. Start at point A, go to point B, proceed to point C. He could have pre-programmed every moment of our lives. He could have made us robots, slaves to His commands. But He didn't do that. When He placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, He gave them one rule: don't eat from the forbidden tree. But then He left it up to them to decide whether or not to obey Him. He gave them the freedom to choose. Freedom of choice separates humans from the rest of God's creation. Animals have no such freedom. They're driven by instinct and opportunity. When an animal in the wild gets hungry, it eats whatever is available. When an animal is threatened, it attacks or runs away. When an animal is in heat, it mates. It doesn't consider the benefits of monogamy. It doesn't make plans to meet its future in-laws. We humans certainly have our share of instincts and drives, too. But what makes us different from the animals is our capability to control our urges. Humans are able to look at situations from different perspectives. We can weigh the pros and cons before taking any action. We have the freedom to choose. I waited 23 years, until I was married, to have sex. It was difficult, but I did it. My sex drive was strong, but it didn't overwhelm the decision-making process. I weighed the pros and cons of the situation, and I decided that my long-term purity was more important to me than any short-term pleasure. God wants us to choose wisely. He's equipped us to choose wisely. But if we still choose unwisely, God won't interfere. Consider the two thieves who were crucified next to Jesus. You'll find their story in Luke 23, verses 32 through 43. One thief mocked and hurled insults at Jesus. The other thief responded, in essence, "Why are you mocking him? You and I are getting what we deserve, but this man is innocent." He then turned to Jesus and said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom. Today you will be with me in paradise," Jesus promised him. One man chose to accept Jesus. The other chose to reject him. Notice that Jesus honored both choices. He didn't pressure the first thief to change his opinion. He didn't make threats, and he didn't beg. "I really am God's son, the only way to heaven. Please, please, please believe me." Instead, Jesus allowed the man to make up his own mind. That's how freedom of choice works. Of course, with freedom comes responsibility. Every choice contains an if and a then. If you choose to do this, then that will happen. If you